of favorites winning the Kentucky Derby. Always dreaming. Literally came home clean.
Where did that guy record his clip of the Kentucky Derby? Because there is no atmosphere at all. You can't hear
that's really
people.
Strange.
You can't hear horses. It just kind of sounds like he was watching it on TV in a quiet room so he could make a good call.
Well, that's the actual track announcer, so I don't know what they did. That was not the official. Usually we get Westwood One. I couldn't find it on ESPN, so I just searched. I just had to have a call the Monday after the Derby, and that's all I could find.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a little strange. I'll give you that because, yeah, you would think with 180,000 people and 1,400-pound horses thundering down the stretch in the mud, there would be some noise.
Yeah. Just a little pat-pat or something.
Pretty sneaky. All right. Let's get to it on a Monday to wrap up crunch time. We like to look back at the weekend that was and hit you with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
It's a brilliant opening to a radio segment.
Every week it gets worse and better at the same time.
Yep. It's like I know it's coming, but I can't turn away, and I have a headset on. I'm going to hear it.
Right. Of course. All right. We will start off with baseball over the weekend. The Giants take a half-game lead over the Royals as the worst team in baseball after being swept by the NL Central leading Reds. They play the Mets tonight, who are imploding at a pace never before seen even by the Mets. The Cubs at Yankees are in the 143rd inning, tied at 4. Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers looks like he's taking an early lead for NL Rookie of the Year. The Red Sox even scored 10 in the ninth to beat the Twins on Sunday. How much baseball did you watch this weekend, Steve?
I got a good chunk. I caught MLB Network, the Fox game, FS1. I caught some of the Mariner game. Does it count if I... It's on my smartphone, but I'm listening. Is that if I'm engaging?
Yeah.
Oh, baseball is a solid 8.5 for me this weekend.
Yeah, I tried to watch the Giants games, and then they would
but
get...
But you had just eaten.
I would get to a point where I would look at the score and I'd be like, it's 7-2, that's enough for me. I will check back in tomorrow and see how it goes. And then in the bottom of the first, oh, it's 5-0, I will check in later. And it just did not go well. I did watch a lot of the Cubs. I streamed the Cubs-Yankees game while actually watching another Netflix show. I watched a good amount of baseball. I'll give myself a 7 there.
All right.
To the NHL, we had our first elimination and thus team advancing to the conference finals. The Nashville Predators continue their underdog run towards the Cup, beating the Blues in 5. The Oilers blew a 3-0 lead to then lose in double OT on Friday, and then they score 7 at home to force a game in Game 6, forcing a Game 7. Caps hold off, hope that the Pens blow a 3-1 series lead after forcing Game 6, and the Sens and Rangers trade collapses, but the Sens come out on top in the end. How was hockey for you, other than the Rangers, which is obviously
a 10
for you?
Yeah, so there were 2 games Sunday, and there were, I'm trying to think, were there also 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Friday? So there were 6 games. I caught at least a period of all of them, the entirety of the Ranger game, and I caught the end of Blues and Preds because I kind of snuck on that Nashville bandwagon, probably game 3 against the Blackhawks. So I'm going to go, I was aggravated, but I watched a lot, and I cared. That's an 8.
I streamed a lot. It was a big streaming weekend for me. So I watched the Oilers blow their lead, and then I turned on the game on Sunday, and I saw they were up 5-0 in the first period. I was like, well, I don't have to watch that one. And then I watched the end of the Sens game waiting for the Derby. I'll give myself another 7. I was decently involved in that. Now let me read off some numbers real quick. 12, 11, 27, 10, 12, 22, 25, 11, 27, 11, 21, 11, 21, 7, 19. If you're not sure what that is the point differential of every game in the second round of the NBA playoffs so far. One game went into OT. That was the first 10 you saw. And then the 7 is the Cavs finishing off their sweep of the Raptors. The Spurs and Rockets are tied at 2. The Jazz are in a 3-0 hold as well, who are perfect as the Cavs. And then both home teams have won in the Boston-Washington series. How much basketball did you watch?
I'll tell you what. I watched NBA playoffs this weekend, surprisingly, like the regular season. Because of what you said, it seems like there's so many blowouts, so I would go like this. Phone. 10 minutes to go in the fourth. It's a 17-point game. I ain't checking in. So I watched a little bit of Boston when they were losing because I never want to miss that. But considering it's the playoffs, I wasn't as engaged because it wasn't really that entertaining. So I did check in. I flipped on. I listened to a little bit. But man, compared to the hockey and the baseball and the derby where I was fully engaged, I'm giving it a 6.
I am very much like Alex when it comes to the NHL playoffs, but with the NBA playoffs, right, where I don't know what's going on. I check in on Twitter, and apparently Isaiah Thomas like didn't do something or did something really great, and then John Wall did something equally great. I can't follow along because everybody just tweets, "Oh my God, John Wall!" And it's like, you can just say what he did.
Give me a point.
Like, just tell me something, not, "Oh my God, he's the greatest," or "This is the second count." I didn't care. I streamed a little bit of the fourth quarter of the Warriors game, and that's it. So 3 for me.
Oh, I also did check in, I should say, yesterday, but I would say I spent a total of 6 minutes watching Cavs finish off the Raps. So I understand that. Hopefully,
didn't even know that was game 4.
From this point forward, if Golden State sweeps, there'll be more reason to watch. But the Spurs and Rockets, every game, it's an even series, but it's not an even series. The closest game's been 11 points.
It's not fun to watch. I can't do that. Oregon softball and baseball. Softball sweeps number 2 Florida State, allowing 2 runs, only 1 earned over the 3 games, while Oregon baseball got a win with David Peterson going 7 strong, striking out 10, but they lose the remaining 2 games by 1 run in each game. How was softball and baseball on the diamond for you?
I drove around a lot yesterday, and I listened to probably 5 innings of Joey Mack calling the game. And when I turned it off, it was 5-1, and I figured they got one of the elite closers. I totally begged out and did not follow. And then later, I was like, I saw it on Twitter. I was like, well, that's got to be a misprint. And I saw that. So I didn't see any. Like I said, I was enjoying Joey Mack. But once I saw Oregon was going for the sweep yesterday, I threw more of an eyeball that way because number 2 team, number 5 team, and, you know, we always get a chance to talk with Coach White. But I got to tell you, I was sort of remiss. Definitely had the two with the had to do with the time the games were on. I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah, same for me. I paid more attention to softball than baseball, but only because it was the number 2 team in the country. And last one, the Kentucky Derby, fastest 2 minutes of sports. Always Dreaming comes out on top as the favorite. Was that a 10 for you?
It was an absolute 10. Broke it down, talked about it on Friday, went down to Traxsters, hung out there for a half hour, BS'd with people, went through horse by horse, then drove home and lost my ass. But it was a lot of fun. All right, that's a wrap. Sports Talk is next. We'll talk some Oregon baseball.